Okay, everybody, we are joined by Watkins Glen International President Michael Printup, and he's got an announcement that he wants to make this morning.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. You know, just a little bit of background and a little bit more history here. You know, it's been awesome with our team putting together the strategic plan and how we've put together the investment in here. We're about $54, $55 million in the last 10, 11 years up here, making this place better and better year after year. We put about another $1.2 million into this year, and it's all about fan experience, media experience, corporate experience, camper experience. Every little segment has something, and we try to appease. So we're really proud to be able to do that. Of course, you know, the bucket can never get emptied because we always need more money to fill in these capital projects. But what we're here to announce today, for the third time, USA Today with the poll, we've been voted the best NASCAR track in the country. That's three consecutive votes on that one. Really proud of our team, really proud of our fans of putting that all together, and we're able to celebrate here during the Go Bowling weekend here and celebrate with the Go Bowling team, which is just awesome, and the K&N team and the Great Outdoor RV and obviously our Zippo partners. So it's just been really awesome to be able to do that. We had a lot of support. I'll tell you how we did it, and it was our social. Our guy was on it every day, all the time, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But we also got to thank our state senator, Tom O'Mara, our state assemblyman, Phil Pomisano, and our congressman, Tom Reed. Excuse me. They even went out there and jumped into the social atmosphere to help us promote this. So really proud of our team. I wanted to make that announcement today as we were notified by USA Today a couple days ago, and they're releasing it just a few minutes ago. So we're able to put this together and win again for the third time. And we did it hard, and we did it proud, and really, really proud of our fans for jumping on social networking. And, you know, this little old track is the little red train that can. We're getting better at attendance and everything down the line and camping experiences. So kudos to the Watkins Glen International team. They did all the hard lifting on this project.
You talk about fan experience, Michael. What is it about the experience that fans get, whether it's their first time here, 10th time here, that makes it so special?
You know, it's the atmosphere. It's, you know, you got to create the memories, or you're going to create the memory of walking away from here, but it's the experience the fan has to have. And you know, what we've done in the past and in some of that investment to the party decks, you know, in the S's, we sold that out so fast this year that we hurry up, went back to our board and asked for more money to build another one in turn 10, and we just finished that one up literally last week. You know, those type of experiences, creating new experiences, we originally wanted to put grandstands up. And, you know, the company was hesitant on putting grandstands up and expanding because of our attendance, and we came up with this idea of these social party decks. We didn't know how wildly popular they're going to be, but it is all those little experiences that walk away with the big memory at the end. It's the racing activity. It's the Finger Lakes. It's the state parks. You know, look at Clint and Brad. They were all here yesterday. You know, Clint's at the Chemung County Fair down where I live, and Brad's hiking the gorge. I mean, that's what this area is about. It's a pretty little place to hang out in, too, so... this whole region wins this award, but real proud on this one and the experiences we're able to give our fans.
Besides some drier weather, expectations for the weekend?
Wow, well, nothing but awesome racing. You know, it's so much fun to have the fans here, and I have the easiest job in the world because we have the best team in motorsports here. They're doing all the heavy lifting, as I stated, but... you know, the racing is going to be the best. This K&N practice is awesome already. We'll get to see what's happening out there with these heavy cars on a little bit of rain, a little bit of wet track. Hopefully it'll stop raining by this afternoon and create a really good buzz for them. But again, with the Great Outdoor RV show, it's going to be an awesome K&N race this evening. It's nice to have three series. Not a lot of tracks do that anymore, and we're able to support that. And you know, we know some of the guys like Kevin Harvick and Martin, they're big supporters of K&N, so that's awesome that they do support this kind of series. But it's also, you know, with the Zippo 200 tomorrow and that Xfinity race, I think it's just the quality of racing we provide makes the memories and experiences just unforgettable.
Great. We'll open it up for any questions. Larry, right up front.
Thank you, Larry Ott, Buffalo News. Michael, I know this is the second year that you have the enhanced weekend where the Cup cars are not here on Friday. They're here, of course, later in the weekend, and you expressed some concerns about that in the past, but I know you've made some adjustments to it, and I know that obviously the fan vote came back favorable, apparently. So what about it?
Yeah, you know, the two-day cup show, it's we're working through it. It's only our second year, as you stated. But, you know, we try not to get hung up on that from a promotions point of view because we're a four-day show. You know, we had some pro drivers here on Thursday, obviously K&N on Friday. So I hate to say a two-day show. It is a two-day cup show, but it's a four-day racing experience, and it's a five-day camping experience. So, you know, people take their whole week's vacation to come here. You know, they're lining up Tuesday to get in Wednesday morning. But, you know, we'll get through again this year. There's some schedule changes. I have some asks of NASCAR that we potentially move some of those times. We've had a late change this week with inspection going on Sunday. Prior, it was Saturday night. So that was a late move this past week. And, you know, it'll make it better for the fans, which that if it's better for the fans, it's better for us at WGI.
Sure. John, right back.
John Haverlin, ESPN Albuquerque. Do you have any desire for open wheel racing to return to Watkins Glen? And have you had any talks with IndyCar about possibly returning in the future?
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, IndyCar, as you've heard me say before, they're an awesome series. They should be here at Watkins Glen, and I mean that from a passion point of view, from an experience point of view. The drivers love this racetrack. They especially love that repave. Jay and I, we actually just texted each other a couple days ago, just catching up with each other real quick, and then he realized it was my cup race, so he said, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you later. But Jay and I promised each other we'd get back in touch with each other early 19, January, February, start looking at if we can jump on the schedule maybe for 21, if we can find a business deal. That's obviously the most important part. If we can get that business deal done too, whether it's a shared revenue or it tips one way or the other in terms of entitlement tickets, we're open. I'm open for anything to talk to Jay about this and his team because, like you said, they belong here. So really the conversation will be in January and we'll hopefully get moving from there. Yeah, that was the other problem. You know, we had the three-year deal, and they had a three-year deal with us, and we let them out of their third year, which would have been this year. It was the right thing to do. They were losing some heavy money there, and that's not the way racing should be. And as a partner, we understood, so we let them out of their contract. Ideally, Labor Day was not good, as we all know. Already working with Greg Gill on PwC to get them off Labor Day for next year. But if I had an ideal for IndyCar, I'd be, you know, I might be end of August, third week of August, maybe a week after, 2 weeks after this event, probably 2 weeks would make more sense. We're a summer resort up here. You're 8 weekends of family camping, boating, fishing, lakes, parks, gorges, and that's why this event right here is so wildly popular. We fit into everybody's schedule, so hopefully we'll go there.
Yep. Joe and then Andrew. Andrew and then Joe. Oh.
Just beyond bragging rights, what is the tangible impact when you win the Reader's Choice for the third year?
Yeah, I think it shows a lot, and it is. It's bragging rights, and it's a promotion. It's a marketing opportunity to get three times. I mean, we were up against every big track in the country, so I think that says a lot about our fans and our dedication. So, but it's promotional marketing rights, and we hope to, you know, to continue to do it. We can't wait for the fourth vote. We'll go at it again. So it's fun to be involved in stuff like that, and USA Today's been awesome with that promotion.
Joe.
Joe Jennings, Racing Nation. Michael, old question concerning efforts to ever run the long course with NASCAR.
I would love to. NASCAR wasn't ready to do it, and we had some reservations too. So I'm not blaming NASCAR. We had some opportunities with TV. That's a lot of cable. That's a lot of fibering. There's a lot of extra work that goes into it. Infrastructure wise, you know, there's a couple bathrooms down there, and that's about it. So, you know, we have to look at, okay, how do we plan for that? Even if it is temporary, you've got to really take a look at that. But my druthers, before I ever leave this place, which isn't soon, I hope that we are able to race the boot someday because, you know, we raced, 2 hours and 7 minutes last year. It was a fast race, and we think we could add a lot more excitement down there. A lot of the drivers are for it as well. So hopefully someday is the answer.
Yep. Andrew?
Just Michael, we have see some more fan-related improvements and elements you got going on this weekend. Just can you talk a little bit about what goes into, you know, adding those types of elements, you know, given that all that you guys have done over the last decade or so?
Yeah, it's, you know, adding the capital improvements. We start, besides this deck that we just added in 10, it was on our strategic plan, but it wasn't on our plan until 2020. So we just elevated it fast, and it's not wildly expensive. You know, we put all these bleachers in 2010 and 11 for about $18 million. So it's not an $18 million investment. It's less than $500,000 to build something like that. So as long as it's in our strategic plan and we can go to senior management, and or even if it wasn't in our strategic plan, if we can show them the desire and the capacity and show them our opportunities, like we sold out the SS deck in March, that's why we went back. It's like, wow, we obviously found something that worked. So getting all that put in and going to the board, senior management, and then the board is a very supportive group. And they see what we're doing up here in Watkins Glen and adding two decks and then adding the pit in. So you really got three decks now. We plan two more decks over the next two years to just keep continually making that fan experience better, because it's a social atmosphere. It's not a grandstand linear experience. You know, you can now sit with all your friends, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, kids, or sit in the front row and watch the race like you do in a grandstand. So it's creating those experiences, and it's also adding to it with the food and beverage side too. I mean, you know, dollar hot dogs, $2 hamburgers, water and sodas free on the decks, you know, and we have different menu options at each one. So the whole experience is a lot different, and there's TVs on there as well. So you don't miss a thing, and you're able to have a good time on a deck.
Any additional questions for Michael?
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate
it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.